The metal would be the rim. Yeah, that goes around over the wheel.
Some color wagon tires, too.
Yeah, the color wagon, what they call it, be the tire. That would go over the wheel.
That'd be the part that goes over the
wheel. Over the spoke.
But now the part that, and then the, what the spokes fit into, was it wood or was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's wood.
That's a wood piece. Uh-huh. And what did they call that wood piece that went around there?
Well, I guess that'd be what they'd call a hub where they put that cap on. You know, you can got a big screw with that thing, you know, that you take off and you can let the wheel back mm-hmm. and put the, what they call wagon dope, you know, mm-hmm. and make it run smoother. Mm-hmm. Then put that hub cap just back on the wagon. It's not like the hub cap would go in the car, but that's mm-hmm. the big old cap thing, that bolt that you would screw on.
Yeah, and then now that would... What would run underneath the wagon that the wheels would fit onto?
Liz, what would you call that?
I thought
of it a while ago. Well, we used to call it just the running. That'd just be the running gears, what we'd call it.
And that'd be what each wheel
would
fit onto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fit on.
What about on the wagon now, the part that the horse pulls on, what would that be called? The part where the
sangle trees, where you hitch them up to the sangle.
Yeah, on each side of the tongue. Now you swing a tree on each side, you see.
Oh, you got that on each side.
Uh huh. See if you have to wagon where that tongue, you'd work horse on each side. That'd be the swingle tree.
How about if you had two of those together?
What you mean, work two horses?
Uh huh.
What we're talking about, the tongue.
Well, see, the tongue would go between the horses, and then you'd have to have a trace on each side.
Oh, uh huh.
See, it got something saying it turns around like this, and it's Tracy, you know, goes down on that, and the hooks on each end, hooks mm-hmm. just like you would out there,
sure.
You know. You
and then in front of that swingle tree, there'd be a.
What is it you call it, Lucy, that holds the tongue up? I don't remember what we call that, but anyway, it's a long thing that slips
something
over the end of that tongue.
Both the horses together?
And to hold the tongue up.
To hold the tongue
up?
Yeah,
I forget what we called it, though.
Well, now, you said single tree, did they have a double?
Well, see, where they work two horses, they have a swingle tree on each side. Uh-huh. And each swingle tree has a little hook, you know, on each side of them, like that. You hook the trace change, and it comes back from the collar that's on the horse.
What about a thing called a double tree? Is there a...
Well, that's like when you're plowing, you know, you hook it, that double tree, and it has hooks on it, you see, and you hook the trace chains. Uh-huh.
Well, now, you were talking about plowing. You said you could plow good as a man.
Yeah, I used to plow corn and barrel, corn, cotton, and I've done everything.
You plowed almost everything? Well, what would be some different types of plows that there would be?
Well, they've got the things now, but of course now we never did that. Our plows are small. We'd have to call a Georgia stock. That would be a small plow, you know, like you'd put on there, could throw out a fur, you know, go down and throw out the fur. And it would have what to call a turning plow. That'd be like you'd run a fur along and it'd throw all the dirt over to the right, you see. Like you're a breaking land.
Like you're breaking land.
Use two horses to that.
And then they would have a hires, you see, what's called a G-whiz. We had one, you see, that had little plows, and there wouldn't be no plow in the center. We used to just straddle a row of cotton, you see, and it'd leave that'd get the grass off from around it, you see, and then we'd chop it, and sometimes we'd bar it off with a turning plow. You know, my son, if somebody gave him some cotton seed, it was the year before last, I believe. Was I planted me 10 or 12 stalks in the garden? You know, that grew up and it's pretty and bloomed. And I told him, I said, well, we won't have you pick that cotton when it comes. And it bloomed and had cotton on it.
You don't mean it had cotton on it?
Yes, and I picked it. I've got that out of the buck. You've seen cotton comes out of the bowl, haven't you?
Oh, I don't know where to have it
on. Well, I got it in there.
Oh, is it?